Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Imagine lounging on a sun-drenched beach in Hawaii or biking through the picturesque landscapes of Tuscany for weeks on end while your business runs smoothly, continuing to churn out success stories in your absence. Sound too good to be true? It's not. Let me dispel the myth and liberate you as a leader. This is the question posed to me by one of our elite CEO members. He asked, how can I take time off without the fear of my business burning down? How do I trust my team to manage without me? My quick answer was, you don't trust your people. You trust your systems. If you have a proper operating system in place, you don't have to rely on trust. I know many of you may recollect instances where you took off for a vacation, trusted your team to handle affairs, and returned to utter chaos. Clients were upset, targets were missed, and deadlines were overlooked. And you carry that PTSD with you to this very day. This makes you think that you can't trust your people, when the one at fault for the failure is you. Your people didn't know what to do because they have been conditioned to be dependent on you. This is what is called management by personality. You've made yourself the central nervous system of the enterprise, the hub of all new ideas and answers to the got a minute questions, all the reviews, decisions, and approvals. Of course you can't trust your people to do what they're supposed to do when what they are used to doing is coming to you. When working, you are constantly firefighting problems, answering questions, checking off an ever-accumulating to-do list, and moving through a perpetually stacked meetings calendar. Of course, it feels like you can never get away, but it was you who made it this way. Look, know this, because I had to learn this the hard way myself. When I was leading an educational software company, I erroneously made myself the linchpin, having to review every presentation, every RFP, response, every sales proposal, every client onboarding, sales and expense report. If I got hit by a bus, the business would come to an absolute dead stop. While running that company, I remember getting a VIP invitation to the Cannes Film Festival in France. I had to turn it down because I just couldn't get away. That's when I realized I needed to learn another way. The project after that educational software company was executive producer to TSTN, the Success Training Network, and then publisher and editorial director of Success Magazine. And this is what brought me knee to knee with the most successful business leaders in the world, and when I learned how to lead through strategic systems. The insane productivity and then the ludicrous leadership Success Vital system was born out of those discoveries, and the systems to create a high-performance, hyper-growth culture is taught in our business masterclass. Now, compare that to my last vacation. My wife and I had two very special couple friends of ours, and we took a two-week tour through Italy. The trip included a private bike tour through the spectacular landscapes of Tuscany. During those 2 weeks, I didn't open my laptop once. No frantic phone calls, no urgent texts from my team. My chief of staff sent me two email updates, not by my request actually, but more for her comfort, which I replied to with a simple great on one email and yes on the other. I returned to a zero inbox, a clean to-do list, and the business was humming perfectly. That is the power of a well-structured system. So, no, you shouldn't need to trust your people. Instead, you only need to trust your systems. With specific strategy, well-laid plans, predictable operational processes, and visible achievement systems tied to each person's vital metrics and clear goals, that is what you can trust to continue to lead, advise, and guide your people in your absence. Here are a few key concepts to create a self-sustaining and efficient team. Number one, solving is not serving. If you want to be a better servant leader, stop solving your people's problems. You are not serving your team by solving every issue. Instead, you're disabling them. Equip them with the skills, the tools, and the systems to navigate through problems independently. Number two, the more you allow your team to do, the more your team will do. Empower your team through delegation. The more you let your team handle, the more they'll step up. Delegate responsibilities without micromanagement and watch them rise to the occasion. This not only frees up your plate, but it also makes people less dependent. Number three, if you want people to be responsible, you have to give them responsibilities. Hand over the reins. When you give people responsibilities, it boosts their confidence and pushes them to take ownership and want to deliver results. So if you dream of stepping away without chaos ensuing, stop making everything revolve around you. Get your systems in place so that you don't have to rely on trust. Another benefit, systems also outlast people. With the right systems in place, even when people come and go, like they will in any business, the business still runs like a top. My dear and daily friends, I realized after concluding today's episode that I didn't explain the systems that I'm talking about. It starts with everybody's role scorecard. This provides crystal clarity on their role's mission, goals, vital skills, vital attributes, vital functions, vital responsibilities, and vital metrics. This is what is used to write job descriptions, produce their high-performance dashboard, and what becomes the central scorecard for 360 reviews. Then the high-performance dashboard is their daily and weekly guide of vital priorities and the clear visibility of whether they are on track or off track with their vital metrics that roll up to affect the master dashboard of metrics for the entire enterprise. That system provides incredible clarity and confidence for everyone. Everyone knows exactly what to do on a day-over-day basis and sees how progress is being made individually and organizationally. Then you set up your communication systems, your project management system, and your meeting rhythms, leadership, department meetings, and trainings, and how communication then gets cascaded through the organization. All of this you will learn at our Business Masterclass, and you get access to all our systems, the scorecards, the recruiting vetting systems, the high-performance dashboards connected to the enterprise's master dashboard, the meeting rhythm schedule, the communication and training processes, etc. If you want to transition from a bogged-down, bottlenecking micromanager that acts like an anchor around the neck of your organization to a liberated leader with efficient, high-performance systems that act as your organization's engine, I can show you how. It is how our small and mighty team of 21 produces the outcome of 150. And everyone can go on extended vacations with zero contact while they're away. Get your seat in our next Business Masterclass if you want to liberate yourself.
Producer Mariana here with a brief follow-up message. To get your seat at the next Business Masterclass mentioned by Darren in today's episode, go to HardyBMC.com. That's HardyBMC.com, and I'll see you there.